Welcome, everybody, to the GMX Nationwide Conference Call for August. This is Larry Brown, International Marketing Director with GMX. And today we're going to be highlighting different uses for our different products in our product line. GMX is a magnetic equipment that we use to treat hard water and to treat fuels. For hard water, it's excellent for what we call scale and hardness control, and there's just thousands of uses literally for that type of control and product in residential and commercial applications. We're going to be talking specifically about some of those. We also use this equipment to treat fuels, and in the treating of fuels, it causes them to burn more completely, and so we have more efficient burn of fuels in automobiles. We get better gas mileage. Furnaces and heaters that we use it on burn cleaner, so we have less carbon buildup. Just a lot of uses in the fuel end of our equipment as well. The company that manufactures this equipment is called GMX. It stands for General Magnetics. It was began in 1992 is when they first began manufacturing, so we're finishing our 14th year in business and beginning our 15th year of the GMX company manufacturing this product and distributing it not only throughout the United States but now internationally with an ever stronger growing international contingent marketing GMX around the world. The Model 400, and I'm going to just go ahead right into our different, we have four different models that GMX manufactures, and with these four size of and designs of equipment, we are able to treat pipelines ranging from as small as 1/8-inch tubing to as large as 10-inch diameter pipelines. And so we treat water in a number of not only residential but a number of light commercial and also some light industrial types of uses. And again, we'll talk more specifically about that. But I want to begin with our Model 400. Our Model 400 is designed to be attached to, again, tubing as small as 1/8-inch diameter to as large as 1/2-inch diameter. And as we talk more about this, you'll see that each of our models is designed typically to go on in multiples. In other words, we put one unit on, we skip a little section of pipe, we put a second unit on, and sometimes a third. So they're designed to go on typically in pairs, and sometimes in multiples even beyond that, so that we're building a longer magnetic field. But this Model 400 on anything from 1/8-inch to 1/2-inch diameter pipes, and some of the more common uses that we have found for these that are more prevalent is commercial coffee makers, for example, in restaurants and convenience stores. These coffee makers often have their own supply line, and they're subject to hard water damage just like any other equipment that's using water, especially if they're heating water like a coffee maker is. I have a fairly new customer right here in my area of Colorado. They had a fairly new coffee maker, and it had already plugged up with the calcium. They'd had to send that back to the manufacturer to be refurbished, basically. And meanwhile, the replacement loaner coffee maker that they had been sent started plugging up by the third day, and so we got the GMX on it right away. We got them through that period with the loaner equipment, and now they have their initial coffee maker that they had purchased. They have that back, having been refurbished, and now we're going on the second month with no problems, and so they're just thrilled with the coffee, that application on the coffee maker. So this is a good application for anybody that's struggling with that problem or any distributor that sees some possibility of going and taking this out and helping people solve their problems with that. Equally as important, commercial ice makers. And, of course, these are the ones that are found in hotels, motels, restaurants. They're the ones where they have a supply water line that feeds the water into there. They have a pump inside that pumps the water up over these freezing grids, and it just takes a little bit of mineral buildup on these freezing grids to really cause problems. The cooling does not take place properly. The ice does not release and come off of the freezing area properly, and it's just a real mess, and these can be a real headache for the maintenance people or the owners of these machines trying to keep them operating properly. So a Model 400 on the inside of these coffee makers after this pump treating the water as it's being pumped up to be frozen is an excellent, excellent control and a great benefit to people using these ice makers. We can also treat the supply water to the ice maker if it's not already being treated. In other words, if they have already treated the entire restaurant or hotel, the feed water will be treated and doesn't need necessarily to be retreated right at the coffee maker. But if not, then the best idea is to treat with a Model 400 the water right as it comes to the ice maker, and then also always, always have to have the one on the inside of the ice maker. And again, this is an excellent application. The Model 400 we also use in residential size and small commercial size evaporative cooling systems. And this is where in the more arid, drier climate areas is a cooling system whereby we pump water over what we call them pads, and some are made out of almost like a cardboard type of material. Some are made it out of a shredded like bark type of material. But the idea is water is put on top of these pads. The pads soak up the water. Air is pulled through the wet pads, and it cools the air as it pulls it through, and actually helps add a little bit of humidity in these arid, dry areas. And what happens in hard water areas is very, very quickly these pads get totally encrusted with mineral buildup and deposits, and that reduces the airflow through it. It reduces the water flow, and you just don't get the cooling effect and the cooling efficiency. So it also then obviously becomes very corrosive to this piece of equipment. So a Model 400 on the inside of these coolers, again, treating the water after this pump as it pumps it up to the pads, wherever the water is flowing, it actually keeps the mineral under control. So we keep the pads clear, maintain the cooling efficiency, and just have much greater performance of the equipment, of the cooling equipment, and it's much, much easier to maintain and keep clean and keep under control. The Model 400 we use in steamers in commercial kitchens. This is where any number of uses for these steamers in commercial kitchens. Some of you are familiar with them, but we have successfully treated these with the Model 400 just on the feed line to the steamer itself. They have this box that would hold probably 3 to 4 gallons of water, most of them about that size, and just extreme heat to create steam. And of course, the mineral deposits on the inside of these boiler boxes and reduces the efficiency and starts corrosion and just makes a mess. And the Model 400 is treating the it's usually about a half inch supply line to these steamers, and just does an excellent job of controlling the mineral buildup there. What we call combi ovens is kind of similar to the steamers. Combi ovens are a combination steamer and convection oven, and the same problem, about a 3 gallon boiler tank that gets steamed up. One of our treatments on a combi oven, we controlled the mineral to the point that in their normal maintenance, it took them only 30 minutes to remove what little mineral had built up, and they could just remove it by scraping it basically by hand, where prior to the GMX, the same oven, it took them 3 hours instead of 30 minutes to clean, and they had to use very harsh acid chemicals to start breaking down the mineral before they could actually get it cleaned out of there. So these are some of the tremendous benefits that we've provided to our customers with the Model 400 alone in these different applications. And the Model 400 is very versatile. It's the one that we use primarily for fuel treatments. We use them on gasoline and diesel vehicles, passenger automobiles, and light-duty trucks, and over-the-road heavy diesel 18-wheel type trucks. On the highway driving, it helps the fuel to burn more completely. So on highway driving, we typically see a 10% improvement in miles per gallon, and we see a reduction in emissions because as the fuel burns more completely, then there's obviously less unburned emissions that go out the tailpipe. And it also helps keep the inside of the engine cleaner because we're not getting all the carbon deposits because the fuel is burning more completely. These Model 400s we also use for fuel on propane lines, for heating of agricultural, for example, turkey barns. We use it in homes where propane is used for heating or cooking and that sort of thing. We also use it on heating oil Many furnaces use different grades of heating oil, and by putting the Model 400, again, we increase the efficiency of the burn, which gives us more heat for the amount of oil that we're burning, and also keeps the furnace burning much more cleanly because we're not getting carbon deposits left behind. So we could go on forever on the Model 400 itself, but we have three other models to talk about. So with that, I'm going to introduce Jan Kuchel, Marketing Director in Texas. And Jan, will you fill in anything I missed on the 400 and then tell us about the models 800 and 848, please?
Oh, sure, Larry. I don't think that you missed anything on that Model 400. My gosh, you reminded me of things that I hadn't thought about in years. The Model 800 and the Model 848 are simply ditto on what Larry's talking about with the Model 400. Basically, we have one product and four sizes of that product. So when we break it down for you like this, what it's allowing you to see is that when fluid moves past a properly focused magnetic field for the right length of time with the right application, we've got this treatment, this conditioning. It changes the physical condition of the minerals in the water from, some people will say, a scale like ice to a powder like snow. I like to say it's very similar to, say, if you have sugar, crystallized form, and you put it in your iced tea. You can actually stir it and stir it and stir it, and by gosh, it looks like the sugar has gone away, but of course we all know that it has become incorporated back into the fluid. Well, the importance of incorporating our minerals back into the fluid is multiple fold. Number one, we don't like having these minerals hanging up on our fixtures. On our toilets, on our appliances. And I always just kind of kid with people and say, let me ask you a question. Can you think of anything, I just mean anything, that you'd rather do than clean a toilet or a shower stall? You know, and of course everybody laughs. And I say, you know, there's dozens of things I'd rather do than that particular duty. And this is a product that I fell in love with because of that one fact, in all seriousness. I fell in love with this product because when I bought my home, it was 10 years old, and I was told that the GMX would not only condition the water naturally without chemicals, salt, maintenance, tanks, all of that stuff, and the expense. My gosh, those things are not cheap. And the salt was, first of all, brought to my attention because I own a home with a septic tank, and the gentleman who had put in the septic tank just told me flat out, no, we'll void the warranty on your leach field faster than you can blink your eyes, little missy, were his exact words, and I quote. So I was looking for another solution, but not only would it do this stuff that the softener, quote unquote, would do benefit-wise, but it was also going to, purportedly, remove the existing mineral deposit that had built up in this home for the 11 years that I'd had, or that the home had been in existence. I'd only had it for a year. But it was a 10-year-old home when I purchased it. And, man, there were some minerals built up, two electric water heaters, an electric jacuzzi hot tub, showers, two showers, you know, two bathrooms that had all the fixings and problems, four hose bibs on the outside of the house plus a sprinkler system. And I had plenty of opportunity to visibly watch what happened. Now, with my home, the Model 800 fits from half inch up to 1 inch PVC and 1.25 inch copper, okay? So from half inch to 1 inch is a good marker point. And on my home itself, I have 3/4 inch copper, as do most homes. Some homes will have as small as 1/2 inch. Some homes will have as large as 1 inch. Actually, some larger homes will even have 1.25 inch or 1.5 inch coming from a well if there's a long stretch of line, which is where we pop into a different size. But let me just stick for a moment for simplification on this Model 800. I took two Model 800s and set them in a pair, just like Larry described, spaced 1 inch apart, which sets up a 12-inch exposure to this powerfully focused magnetic field, which is adequate for most homes, and I kind of put a marker point depending upon the hardness and that sort of thing. In Central Texas area, I like to say, you know, anything smaller than about 3,200 square feet, I use two units. And when we start getting larger than that, we start talking about maybe putting that third unit on to get a continuous 18-inch exposure to this powerfully focused field. This is a initial treatment, the initial treatment that's going into the home, into the office, into the barn, into the whatever. Now, heat, turbulence, and stagnation being the three physical conditions causing the minerals to precipitate out in the first place, we're going to put the units on the discharge side of the water heater, or depending if they have recirculating lines, depending if we've got, fancy geothermal systems or whatever we might have, ground source heat pumps, we have the capability to custom design a system according to that house, which is what I love so much about this GMX. It just unilaterally can go anywhere in the world on any kind of a structure that has water conveyed to it or moved through it or moved out of it. That is how universally acceptable this product is. Now, on my home, the Model 800 fit all of the plumbing in my home because that 800 is designed to fit half inch to 1 inch. And then when I got to my jacuzzi hot tub, of course, I have a larger size pipe, as do most jacuzzi hot tubs, freestanding, you know, outdoor hot tubs or swimming pools. And that's where we go into the 848. It's colored blue because most swimming pools and those kinds of things are that pretty marine blue color, and that's what color that Model 848 is. But it is the exact same technology, only the units themselves are designed, computer designed, to have these magnetics that are positioned inside a series of steel plates pointing the energy with a flat refractory plate to the center of the curl of the water as it spirals through the pipes. Now, this is high-tech design where you and I don't have to be high-tech. We just need to pull out the instruction sheet and know what size to put and talk with your distributor, talk with your, you know, your person who introduced you to the product, and we can get a good installation on just darn near anything that water flows through. Some of the applications I've seen the GMX 848 on have been anything from my larger homes that, you know, have that larger pipe that I'm talking about, to swimming pools, water gardens. Like I said, the jacuzzis and hot tubs are the big things. But as Larry was talking about, these same turkey farms. Okay, a turkey farm, a home, whatever, might have multiple sizes on it to treat all the different multiple size plumbing on that property. So once again, the different sizes fit the pipe, fit the application, and you've got a beautiful system that is going to create a as close to maintenance-free system for your water for the rest of your life and the rest of your kids' lives and the rest of your grandchildren's lives. And boy, I'll tell you what, the introduction of the minerals back into the fluid, the way that the analogy I used with dissolving the sugar back into the iced tea, the reason, the importance that we want those minerals, they are God-given minerals, and I don't mean to sound hokey or corny here, but every time we try to monkey up against Mother Nature, we end up messing things up a little bit. And if we can dissolve those minerals back into the fluid, it will help to dramatically help to increase the wetting angle of the water and increase, let's see, I always get this backwards. We're increasing the wetting angle, we're decreasing the surface tension, the water is behaving better, but those minerals being dissolved back in is going to help the pH, the potential for hydrogen, come back to more of a neutral. Who is that important to? That's important to plants, animals, swimming pools, of course, the pH, the soil. It's important to have the water taste sweet and fresh. It's important for all of those kinds of things, and it's one of the most important basic health-giving equations that we can bump up against. So GMX helps with that also, just as a byproduct. So with that, Larry, I don't know, you can pick up on whatever I may have missed on 800s, 848s. What I have to say in closing out is that this is a product that no matter what your application is, it is going to improve your water, and it is a one-time cost for a lifetime of service. You have nothing to lose. You only have gain with this product. GMX is an absolute winner, and it's an absolute must wherever I go. Back to you, Larry.
Thank you, Jan. And right along with that, it's also one of the only water treatment systems that you will find anywhere that provides a benefit, but without causing any negative side effects, because especially when you start talking about hard water control other than the magnetic treatment about anything else that's available, the saltwater softening or chemical control, whatever you do to solve the hard water problem is creating negative side effects in many different areas, and the GMX does not. It solves the problem without creating any negative side effects, and as a matter of fact, it creates so many positive kind of secondary benefits and unexpected things, like, for example, improvement in plant growth. It's just a healthier water. It permeates the soil better. So, again, one-time, lifetime of service, no maintenance, no operating expense, and no negative side effects. So now moving on, the 848 that Jan was talking about for swimming pools and all of those applications, we use that up to a 2-inch diameter pipe. As we get to 2-inch and larger, then we switch to the Model 8000, which we consider our commercial or our industrial unit. But a lot of the applications that I'll be talking about, again, it'll all just depend on the size of the pipe, and many of them will be some combination of the 8000, the larger one, and the 848, the next one down, next size smaller. And so, again, different applications that we've used these for: motels, hotels, dairy barns, turkey barns, irrigation systems, commercial boilers in manufacturing plants, commercial cooling towers in manufacturing plants and on commercial buildings, sugar mill evaporators. We could go on and on. It kind of comes down in any of these to some very common factors. There is hard water flowing through pipes and flowing through equipment that is either designed to heat or to cool, and anytime we have those kinds of things happening, we have scale buildup. And so, again, the Model 8000 on a hotel, we have here in northern New Mexico, there's a Best Western in Taos, New Mexico, that several of us worked together on and did back in August of 2004, right at 2 years ago. We received an excellent referral letter from him telling the benefits that they had received, and we received that this past March. So a year and a half of monitoring the system, and he reported to us a great letter. Just this past June, we installed another hotel resort type of area with one of the casinos in northern New Mexico. And for example, these two, we use the Model 8000s on the main supply line coming into the building, because those are often anywhere from 3-inch to 6-inch diameter pipelines. So we start with a series of Model 8000s on that line. Then we retreat the water as it comes out of the water heaters, like Jan was mentioning. And on these commercial applications, sometimes that's a 2-inch pipe, sometimes it's larger, sometimes it's inch and a half, in which case we use the 848. But again, we retreat the water as it comes out of these water heater storage tanks. Almost always there'll be a circulating pump returning the water back to the water heater tanks. And so, again, depending on the diameter of that pipe is how we select the proper model for that. Then as we look at the boilers in these commercial applications, most times those are 2-inch diameter pipes or larger and require the Model 8000s. So it's a matter again of any place, any of these applications where there's hard water involved that's causing the scale. The Model 8000 is what we use on anything for 2-inch diameter and larger. Now, one of the more recent trends, I guess, that we're seeing is we're getting sugar mills applications, and these sugar mills have these huge what's called evaporators, and we're talking about the sugar cane or juice. It's usually sugar cane, or it could be sugar beet juice, but it's being delivered through pipes that are 8-inch diameter. 6-inch diameter is the smallest we've done. We've done some at 8-inch diameter. We've done some at 10-inch diameter. And it's just a matter of adding more of the Model 8000s in a properly designed pattern that we can help you with. But it's getting those pipelines treated as this fluid is going into these huge pieces of equipment that are called evaporators. And they're designed to evaporate more and more of the fluid off of this sugarcane juice, so that they're getting more of the fluid out, and it's becoming a thicker and thicker and thicker syrup, you might say, of the sugar, which is eventually dried and then harvested. So in the inside of these huge evaporators is a tremendous amount of buildup, and some of it is scale and some of it is more organic material because of all of the sugar cane juice and that sort of thing. But nonetheless, by helping to control the minerals, we help control the entire problem of the scaling, and we typically don't eliminate the need to clean these huge evaporators. We just make it much, much, much easier, so it requires less chemicals and less labor, and again, it's a great savings in both dollar and time to the owners of these sugar mills. So these are some of the great applications that we've had, and at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Sharon Costanzo, the CEO of GMX, and she's going to tell you how you can take a look on the website at some of these photographs of these applications. Sharon?
Thank you, Larry. One of the things that we have been doing at the corporate level at GMX is to expand our corporate website. And we have, in the last few months, spent a lot of time in developing it. I strongly suggest that anyone that is looking at the product to go to our website. It's very, very informative. We have information. We have before and after treatment photos of both industrial and home use for GMX. We have just a tremendous amount of information on there. And it's a site that if you send people to it and they read the site and go through it, we have testimonies, we have audio, we have visual, we just have a lot of things on there. And after people going through the site, they become much more informed of our product. We have recently put on an application, and I'll let Larry explain this since he was involved with it, at the University of California, Davis. Larry, would you like to explain what we have on the site now?
Okay, yes. We were contacted about this time last year by a person that's in the facilities and maintenance department of the University of California in Davis, California. And they had just finished construction on a new dormitory. And he called us with a proposal that they would like to do a field trial with the GMX to help us collect evidence. And again, just ever stronger body of evidence showing that the magnetic treatment does perform well. And so he offered to do a field trial for us, and here's why. The dormitory, if you can imagine drawing the letter L, the capital L, and as you come down and you come across with the leg of the bottom of the L, and that's the shape of the dormitory, except that's only half of it. The other half is a mirror image of that same L. And so where these two connect is a common mechanical room, and that's the only thing that's common to the two wings of the dormitory. And so it was a perfect scenario for a side-by-side, one side treated, the other side not treated. And so in this mechanical room, the main cold water supply line comes in from the street. It immediately splits and goes to serve the one side of the dormitory and the other side of the dormitory. So we treated the cold water supply. We left one side completely untreated. The other side, we treated the cold water supply. We treated after the water heater. We treated the circulating system throughout the dormitory. And the primary thing that they are going to monitor is the heating elements in the water heaters. For each wing of the dormitory, there's a 1,000-gallon water heater. And the heating element in the water heater is actually what's called a steam bundle. In other words, the heat source is steam. And in another facility altogether on the campus, they have these huge boilers that generate this steam. They pipe it through these pipes throughout the campus, and they use this steam to heat the buildings and heat the water and so forth. But inside this big 1,000-gallon tank is this heating bundle. And it's not unlike what it would look like to look at an electric water heater element from an electric water heater. But there's these pipes. It's a bundle of pipes, probably about 2 feet in diameter and about 3 feet long or 4 feet long, that actually stick into the tank, and steam is pumped through these pipes, and the heat radiates there and heats the water inside. And as you might imagine, a tremendous amount of scale buildup, these are prone to just collect and build up tremendously with scale. And so this is the primary thing that they're monitoring in this field test for us. And I went out there and sized this up in November. They had students occupying the dorms in September. So September through December, there were students there. Then they were out for Christmas break. And during Christmas break is when they installed the GMX equipment. And so students came back in from the end of January through the end of May. And so it ran for that 3-4 month period. The one side untreated, the other side was treated. And in June, when all the students had got home, they shut down the system and they pulled these heating bundles. And what they found was significantly less scale buildup on the treated bundle compared to the untreated, and much softer and powdery. They cleaned it off much more easily and much more quickly, and much more completely. In other words, it actually came off. The heating bundle without the treatment had more scale. It was much more difficult to clean, and they never could get it all off of there. And so that was the first round of the data collection, you might say, and that actually is shown pictures of these heating bundles on the website. And you can go there and also read a description by this person that's in charge of facilities and maintenance, who also ran this trial for us. Sharon?
Thank you, Larry. So, again, one of the things that we are trying to do at corporate is to continually update our site with more information, more before and after pictures, more testimonies both on the commercial end and on the domestic end. We've got some added things on there this last month regarding fuel, and two great testimonies, one from Hyundai Corporation and one from a transport company. I just strongly suggest that take the time to go through the website and really familiarize yourself with more information. We have wonderful products. We try to really stress we have a healthy alternative to water softeners with less maintenance and cost, et cetera. So that is one of the main things that we are trying to do at corporate, is to continually update everyone at this site.
And that the address of that site is?
www.gmxinternational.com.
And with that, Sharon, thank you. Jan, thank you. We appreciate everybody that's listening on today and everybody that's listening to this on the website subsequently. And we're looking forward to having you as customers of GMX. Thank you very much, and good day. Jan?
I'm here, Larry.
Okay, I don't know if we wanted to open up the lines for questions or if that's good. Let's see if I can. Hello, is anybody there? Hello?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, so I guess we are back on interactive now. So anybody that's still with us, if there's any comments or questions or ideas to share, we'd sure love that.
The only comment that I can make is I was down in Nashville. This is Ted Robbins in Montana.
Yes, sir.
I was down in Nashville, Tennessee this last April, staying at one of the Marriott hotels down there. And I've gotten so that I travel with a GMX 400 and an 800. I put the 800 on my shower spigot, and I put the 400 on the cold line for my sink.
Yes, sir.
And when I also carry a water filter that I mount. And when I took that filter, took the aerator off in the sink, it was just full of hard scale that had already built up.
Uh-huh.
And I my thought was I need to talk to them and see about getting a system put on their hotel because I think...
No kidding. And that,
you
that was in Nashville?
That was in Nashville at the airport Marriott.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things, Ted, that I'm finding is that almost all across the United States there is hard water, and almost everywhere. And, you know, someone mentioned something about the most of the distributors are on the west end of the United States. We do have a few on the eastern part, but not that many. And, boy, that's, excuse me, that's an area that is just... virtually untouched.
Another comment, I don't know whether I've mentioned this before or not, but with the swamp coolers or evaporative air coolers that you talk about,
mm-hmm.
my son lived down in Spanish Fork, Utah.
Okay.
And he put a system on his right about the same time that I got signed up with GMX back in 1995, I think it was. And he didn't have an extra unit on his swamp cooler. He just had the units on the home.
Right.
And after using that swamp cooler for a year, and then the next spring when he went to hook it up and get it going again, usually he would take the pads off and change the pads and clean everything out. But we happened to be there at the time that he did it. He just turned the water on, wet the pads down, and turned the fan on, and there was very, very little... foreign material that came through the fan, you know, like usually happens.
Right,
and
right.
It worked just as efficient as if he'd been using it all summer long, you know.
Great, great. Yeah, it's you know, a lot of people live in areas where they don't have that type of cooling, but those of us that do know what a huge pain in the rear end those things can be because they're just incredible. Mineral collectors, basically.
And one other experience that he had with the unit is he didn't flush his water hot water tank when after putting the unit.
Right.
On. And all that scale settled down into the bottom onto the burner plate.
Right.
And because it wasn't working very efficient, that burner plate was getting so hot that it actually melted it. It didn't melt it, but it heated it to the point where it kind of sagged down just a little bit. And his water heater quit. He had to change it out, and it was just full of scale, but he hadn't flushed it out, and he learned then that you need to flush it out.
Right, right. There you go.
Hey, Larry. Don here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was reading somewhere that we're now recommending, and correct me if I'm wrong, 2 400s, for instance.
Yeah, I got that message from you a month ago. I apologize for not returning the call, Don. That's been our recommendation for years and years and years. And I've been making that recommendation every time that you and I have talked about it since we began talking. So I'm not sure where our communication failed.
Well, I don't either then. Okay.
Yeah, so anything eight-cylinder, anything less than eight-cylinder, my recommendation is one. Anything eight cylinder or above, my recommendation is two. And now here's the thing: that's not to say that on a six cylinder, I've had a six cylinder where I added a second, and I mean it took me from a 10% increase to I don't know, almost a 25% increase. And so it's not to say that there's sometimes not additional benefit to be had on the smaller engines by a second one. And it's not to say that in some of the larger engines, a single unit might get you ample improvement, but the second one is really where we typically get the best.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'd always thought, you know, when we worked at that show together, we were always talking about putting one on, and that's where I was at. And I put one on the lady down in Ordway, and she got probably at least 10% improvement in hers with
great.
One older Dodge pickup. But
great.
I've got a test going on now with a local company. I gave him one to put on, but I'm thinking maybe I need to run another one over to him.
Right. Yeah, sometimes in the larger engines, it really takes the two to get the same level of benefit that we typically get with one on the smaller engines.
Yeah, see, they got anywhere from pickups up to, I guess they're, what is it, 350. I think that's 350 and 450 Fords. I think those are one ton or a little larger, but they all have the same engine.
Right.
Right. Okay, well, I may better run another one over to him. I took it over to him about a month ago, and I've been busy landscaping, and now with my surgery, I'm sitting around watching.
Don, on our, if you've had a chance to look at our DVD video, it really explains. You know, it's only about 4 minutes long, but on the fuel end, on how many you should put on what. I had a gentleman rancher that doesn't live too far from me. He's in his mid-60s, and he's one of those, he's kind of a hard nut to crack, you know, and set in his ways, but by gosh, he put two of them on his diesel 4x4 pickup, hauled a load of hay about 200 miles, and he said, number one, he could not believe the difference in the performance. He got an increase in the fuel savings, and he goes, and I don't have that black smoke coming down my tailpipe anymore. And so he put two on his, but we always suggest that. So
okay.
Anyway, and that's on the website too. If you watch the, if you don't have the DVD, it's on the website as well.
Yeah, I was. That's how bored I was. I sat down and reviewed your website last week.
Yeah.
And also, I ordered that while I was up there picking up some supplies back in, I think it was January. In fact, even before the DVD got into production, I ordered one and you guys sent it to me. So maybe it's time to review some of my stuff.
I know that feeling. So.
Quick question. Is there any experience with automatic transmissions with the GMX products?
I know of some stories. You know, I've heard of people doing it. I don't have any firsthand experience with it, Ted. Have you tried that or done that?
No, I haven't. I've been thinking about doing it, though.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about putting one on.
Uh-huh. I've heard people talking about doing that and helping keep the tarnish down. I've heard the story of one person that did it where the transmission was already kind of in bad shape with tarnish built up inside it, and they actually basically got that cleaned off by putting the GMX on there. So basically the same type of benefits that we see, the same nature of benefits that we see in the water treatment or anything else. The one, I think, word of caution that probably is worth heeding or worth at least kind of being careful and paying attention to is that if it's a older transmission and sometimes those over the years, after a while, you start grinding some of the metal down. In other words, you may have some floating iron filings or metal filings in there just from some wear of the equipment over time. Now, if we do put the magnets on a small tube and we do have some of those iron filings in a transmission like that, those could get caught and trapped at that point, the magnets attached, and start reducing the flow of that fluid. And so that would be the main thing. It might be wise to have the transmission really serviced well, you know, flushed and cleaned and the new fluid put in, and then attach the magnetics if it's an older transmission.
Right, okay.
So, great. I think a lot of our people probably hung up when we kind of closed that first part of the call. Any other ideas or suggestions, or everybody ready to run out and put GMX on someplace this afternoon?
Let's do it, folks.
Well, Don, I appreciate it, and Ted, I appreciate your being on and your contributions, and look forward to talking to you again next month, if not before.
Yeah, same here, you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Take
care, Sharon, Larry.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.